for Ramesh there, so.
Do you have your Shulchan Aruch? Do you see his, it's like, right on the table he has like his like brown Shulchan Aruch. Okay, just manage like one word about Hilchos Brachos, because like, you start at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, you see all these kinds of chashiva things about the chashivas of learning Hilchos Brachos. Most of the things they say are based on what Chazal say at the beginning of Parak Ketz Mevarchim, that Tan Rabbanan Masur Lev Adam Shenem Adam Zeb Le Bracha, and then the Gemara lists a whole bunch of different terrible things about someone who doesn't know Hilchos Brachos. Chal Nedim Adam Zeb Le Bracha Mal Ma'at Kante Yechay Tzachachem. In fact, the Gemara Yitzal Chachem Ma'avad Leh Avad Leh Surah. Going to a chacham after you did the avera doesn't help. That's the other religion. They go after they do the avera. El amarava yerich let chacham meikara. The itz is to go meikara. Vilam denu brachas. Learn hilchos brachas. Kedei shlo yavul deim ilo. Am Reb Yehuda Marshmul kol nenem elam zel bilo bracha. Kilu nenem kachu shemayim. Shenemar l'Hashem aritzim loya. So kitzur a few different mamari chazal about the chaymer of being nenem beloy bracha. And truth it means that you have to make brachas before you eat. So someone who just eats without making a bracha is chal all these terrible things. Maisa, the last member in this gemara is the Rechini Bar Papa. On Rechini Bar Papa, Kalanen Ramon Zeb Le Bracha, Ki Uv Goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael, Shenemar Pasuk Mishlei, Goyzel Av V'Imoy, someone's Goyzel Av V'Imoy, Rashi says, Aviv is Hashem and Imoy is Knesset Yisrael, like you're stealing from them. Either because some farshim say taking away the Shefa from Klal Yisrael, Rashi, okay, we'll get to Rashi in a second. Shenemar Goyzel Av V'Imoy V'Oimer Ein Pesha. He says, oh no, nothing wrong. Chavar Hu L'Ishmashkis, someone who's like that is a Chavar L'Ishmashkis. The Gemara says, Aviv is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Imoy is Knesset Yisrael, Mechule. Now, Rashi says, what does it mean? What is it, how does Rashi touch this drasha? So Rashi says, Ein Pesha, L'Fisha Hu Mekel, Royim Acherim, L'Medim Imen Ulasus Kane, L'Hanis Me'elim Bloy Bracha. Kach Nikar Zeh HaMekel, Chavar L'Ishmashkis. He's like a Chavar L'Ishmashkis, because other people see him being Mekel and they learn from him. So I saw in some of the Svarim over here they bring that the Chayrut Mavur from Rashi that we're not talking about someone, this Josh is not talking about someone who doesn't make brachas. Talking to someone who's Mekel. And he doesn't know the right brachas. So it's not talking about a Rosh who doesn't make brachas, but he's making the wrong brachas. He's saying Mech on this, Mech on that, and doesn't know which the right proper bracha to make. And that's what people learn from him. Stam, people don't learn from Rashaim. Stam, we're afraid a person's going to learn from Rasha. People see him being Mekel. They learn the wrong brachas to make mistakes. So the Mela. That's also chal this klal of chavruhu l'ishmashkes, and then Ali Rabbi brings right the good thing. It can be Ariza. Ali Rabbi right at the beginning of Rish Beis. So he says, Garcinon, hay man de boylem hevi chasidu l'kai milu de brachos. You want to be a chasid, be kai milu de brachos. In fact, Ali Rabbi l'chare tama. The mashma that if you're not makai milu de brachos, you're not a chasid, but you're not a rasha. You're a rasha if you don't say brachos. Haksiv chavruhu l'ishmashkes. That's the gemara we just quoted. Al rotzal loymer. Shlo yismach al akal shamar shahakol yotza. So make a shahakol yotza b'diav. El yom ril de brachos levarach al kol min bracha hashayich loy. Kosev kisvi ariza. Hapoyte atzmo b'bricha shahakol. Hareza b'chal bur shekillu chazal. He's a bar that chazal were makal on. Adkan. So that's so that's the special chashivas of learning Hilchos Brachos. So we should be zeicher. The Ritva himself says, you know, the Ritva has a whole finger in that thumb. Also brings all, various different amari chazal. L'chein tchilas kol davar. Tchilas kol davar. First thing. Roy adam lo moedu l'lami levanav tamidav seida brachos kedesh lo yavim ila. Yashchisi vasiv alila meish zeh davar chomer me'oid, says the Ritva. Fine. And what's that? Oh, yeah, that's another Maimar Chazal that the Prima Gadam also brings in Hakdam Hilchos Brachos. The Prima Gadam quotes the Gemara on Daf Lamaches. The Gemara says that the Rabbanim were telling, they were being mishtabich about Reb Zvid, that what? That he's an Adam Gadol Ubaki Babrachos. Stay there, if you know Brachos, you're an Adam Gadol. Yeah.
Where was the Eliyahu Rabbah?
What? The Teretz is that. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Because Betzim Shahakal Yiratza. The Arizal saying you're a Bor Shekilu Chazal, but the Maaseh you're not. It's not Meilo. Yotza Mide Meilo. Yeah, if you want to be a Chassid. But Kai Mil the Brachos does say it's the proper Brachos, that's what he's saying. The Taich of Mil the Brachos, of Chassid Mil the Brachos, means the proper Brachos. But if you don't do that, you're not a Rasha. What? Okay, so yeah, right. So that's Ha'ar on this Malach. This Malach is saying to know the proper bracha. You're right. The Aruch HaShulchan Maisha said in Ginnu Reish Beis, yeah, I guess he's bothered by your question. What's that chassid? So there that when you have sveikas, not to rely on shahakol. Ikra din, you can rely on shahakol. Mekayim zeh, he's out there, the chassid will go get two different foods and make a bracha on this. From Eitz, okay. What? Right at the beginning of Reish Beis. What? Obviously, the biggest chassidus is to know the proper bracha, not to be mistabik. But okay, we'll do it again. Fine. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we should all be zeichet to know the brachas. I'll bring him. Now, okay, so the first sugi over here is not really took us out a little bit of Ketzim Barchem, took us a little bit out of Simon Rishdal, and to the Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Gemara there is basically telling us, introduces us to the concept of mizug yayin. So, obviously, the hakdama to that is something we all know, which is a pasha, which is yes, a Gemara in Ketz Mvarchim, that all mashkim liquids we make a shakal nebivare. And we're going to see that's true also about mei peiris, fruit juices. We're going to see at the end of our simon, at the end of Reish Beis, the question of mei shrias peiris, if you soak peiris in water, maybe it does get the water to bracha, we'll see, but derech kal, liquids are shahakol. Where it says that by grape juice, wine, by the Gemara, wine and grapes are the same thing. So since wine is the Shtein Aleluya, since it has a special mila, special chashiva, so it was got its own bracha, and it gets a bari priya gafen, which I think the Mechaber says that in the beginning, right? Kol peiris ilon, mevarech betchilo, bari priya eitz, chutz miayayin, shemvarech al bari priya gafen. Let's say since it has a special chashivas. So we start with the Bayer Priya Gofen, meaning the chashivas of Bayer of Paris of Anovin and of the juice that comes out of Anovin gives a special chashivas, specifically the juice, gets a special bracha of Bayer Priya Gofen, which takes it out of Shahakol. That's what would have been Shahakol. Gemara's Mechadish tells us to know, Chazal, because of the chashivas, it leaves Shahakol and comes to Bayer Priya Gofen, and we'll see this Nakuda might actually be significant, Lamaisa in the Hemshech. Okay. So the Gemara basically gives us a shear that your Moisek Yain through Shmarim. The Gemara is really discussing Shmarim. If you pour water through Shmarim, you get out some kind of mixture of wine and water. The wine that comes out of the Shmarim with the water. And the Gemara basically gives us a shear of three parts water, one part wine. Adkan is called wine. More than that, the Gemara in the Hemshech, assuming it's the same sugya, which the Rishayim say it is. So the Gemara says, if you dilute it more than that, if you put more water than that in the Shmarim, you have a more diluted wine and Shmarim mixture. So the Gemara says, maybe you should make a Bari Priya Gofen. So the Gemara, you think, Chasakadayta Chamra? You think that that's Chamra? Lashon HaGemara. You think that that's wine? It's Kiyua Ba'alma. So the Gemara, that is a little difficult. The Gemara starts out speaking about the Cheftza and finishes speaking about the flavor. The Gemara doesn't say, Chasakadayta that it's Tam Chamra, it's only Kiyua. Kiyua refers to like a faint taste or faint hint of a taste of yayin. So Gemara says, that's not chamra, that's kiwa. Kiwa is not a thing. Kiwa is the flavor that you taste in the thing. Kiwa is not the name of this drink. Okay, so we'll see. But Pachas Yeser, the general concept the Gemara is saying is that when you dilute it more than that, it loses its chashivas, the special chashivas, the Bayi Priya Gofen, it loses, and it goes back down to Shakal Nivadvar. And the Pesach will say, Mishabur brings in Reish Beis, that Vuhu Hadin, the bracha achreina is the same thing. If you're making a bracha rishena, who had done the bracha achreina, the end is that is not so pashut. We'll get to that hopefully at the end. But certainly once it goes down to shakol, the bracha achreina is also shakol ne'abedvarim. That's chayru klar. Okay. So let's just go ala seder a little bit here in the mechaber, and then we'll get to what we want to get to. So the mechaber says, Shimri yayin mevarach aleihem bari priya gofen. Now, this is what the rishonim point out from a Mordechai, that the Gemara just says Shimri yayin. So the rishonim point out, it doesn't mean Shimri Yayin themselves are for sure Bari Priya Gofen. The Gemara is talking about a dilution of Shimri Yayin with water. But Shimri Yayin, so that's, we start out with the halach of Shimri Yayin. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Shimri Yayin themselves are certainly Bari Priya Gofen. Then, Nosan Behen Mayim, that's the whole Sugya Sa Gemara.
That's the actual sediments, like the
Yeah, sediments. So it means the liquid in the sediments. The okay. not chewing on them themselves, but sucking them out, squeezing them out, and getting some kind of liquid. Nosan Behen Mayim, which is what our Gemara is referring to. So, Mechaber Pachz Yosef quotes the Gemara. Nosan Shloshim Yidus Mayim Motza Arba, Hevelei Kiyayin Mazug. That's the halach called Yayin Mazug. Diluted wine? Is that what we call it? Diluted? What?
Mixed wine.
Mixed, diluted, something like that. Fine. Umevarech Bari Pri Hagofen. It remains a Bari Pri Hagofen. And basically what we all saw, the various different Rishonim between the Rashbam, the Nebuch Yosef, the Ritva, that basically at this point, up until this point, still has Tam Yayin, still has Chashivas Yayin, still has Torah Yayin. These are three Lashonim we find in Rishonim. V'imatza Pachas, but if you put in three parts water and comes out less than four parts, meaning it didn't take out till a ratio of 1/4, Afalpisha, Yesh by Tam Yayin, you're going to say, ah, but I taste wine here. Kiyua ba'almahu. That's not a Tam, that's just a faint hint. Remez, Ve'in Baruch El Shakol. And like the Pesachim say, Barin Fashas Habs. Brach Achren is Barin Fashas. Fine. Ad Kan Divrei Gemara. Okay, so the emes is the shear of 1/4 being the cutoff point is not Mamashim of Farash Gemara. It's not clear there's anyone who's Cholik on the Nebuch Yosef, but we did need a Nebuch Yosef to point this out. The Nebuch Yosef had to come and make the Diyuk. Because the emes in the Gemara goes from a case of palga bishloisha, 1/6 to 1/4. So we don't know what's in between. So Mukias have to point out to us that since Rava said that this is the how to make wine, it's not wine. Rava was saying the wines are too strong for him, and to get a good shear, you have to be 1/4. So between 1/4 and 1/6, not a mafurish Gemara. Everyone could argue at the Diyukim, what's more Meduyik, but nice, we have a Nebuch Yosef, which is what Mechaber is paskening, that the cutoff is taka 1/4, like Rava said, and more than that, is ready not, is ready shakal nebron. What's that?
1/7 and 1/4. 1/2/6.
No, 1/6 already is clear that it's no good. No. Palga and shlosh is 1/7, you're right. Half and three holes is 1/7 with that half, right? Correct. Okay. Now, so says the Mechaber. Now, where's the Mechaber coming from? This sugya is not brought on the riff in Amechar Peiris in Bava Basar, but in the end of Ketz Mavarchim, the last shtickle riff in Ketz Mavarchim, you all saw, the riff brings this. And the Rabbeinu Yonah there in the Peirish on the riff is bothered that the riff was a little too sussim. He didn't speak out all the pratim. He just like paskin, you know, there's a machlokus in the Gemara, this halach is a machlokus. He said, yeah, we don't paskin like the Achir. So the Rabbeinu is bothered. And the Rabbeinu says a chiluk, which the Mechaber brings. Hainu b'yeinu shalahem shayu chazakim. They're very strong wines. That's where he had the shear of 1/4. And this is really Rabbeinu Yonah talking 1,000 years ago, yeah? So Rabbeinu Yonah, b'yeinu shalanu she'inim chazakim kol kach. Afilu ramatol sav asa arba. Even if you're going to pour through shmarim and end up with this type of ratio, einu baruch lo b'piragofen. So what's the gather? What's it yes talian? Says the Mechaber, also up here, Rishon Rabbeinu Yonah, v'nira shemisharem b'shir shemayiz gimyayim shemayiz amakam. So at what point do we have a cutoff? So he basically seems to be saying that if we take our wines, again, this is already 1,000 years ago, Rabbeinu Yonah talking, if you take our wines, you make 1/4, you're not going to end up with wine. You're going to end up with what people say that's some kind of fruity drink maybe, but not wine. So where do we draw the line? So it depends. Each place can be mashu, but it seemed to have been clear to Rabbeinu Yonah that already in his day and age, in kazet davar, to get past the fourth, to get even to a fourth. Really much less than that. What? He's reading my mind. Schwacher? I don't know. I'm not saying it's weaker from 1,000 years ago. I'm just saying, like, you know, maybe things have changed for between, we think maybe 200, 300, 400. I'm just saying, whatever Matthias we have today,
is really
stronger would be hard to imagine. I mean, we see, you're saying from Chazal to Rabbeinu Yonah got weaker?
Yeah, why would it get weaker?
Good question. And this is part of the mystery, which, okay, let's get to that one second. Let's just finish the Mechaber and just point out the problem. Fine. So that's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, by the way, fine, go with the Minig HaMakom. Uvilvad, shelo yehe yayin echad mishishu b'mayim, kios vaday batal. So Mishnah Berurah already, the place can already jump, like, this Ramah is very strange. I mean, we just said we started with 1/4 and we got weaker and weaker, meaning you need a higher percentage of wine. Says the Ramah, yeah, at least 1/6. Went from 25% to 17%. Makara. Okay. So this is a problem, and we'll see, the emes says this is a machlokes. Mishnah Berurah himself wants to say that there's no machlokes, and that's Alpi the Goyin right here, the Goyin learns there's no machlokes, the Goyin learns that the Mechaber is talking about Shimrei Yayin. But the Ramah, who's quoting a Tashbitz, an Ugger, I'm sorry, who quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he's talking about Yayin Mamish, and since wine itself is much stronger than Shmarim, that's where you can extend it until 1/6, at 1/6 you lose the Shem Yayin. There are Achreinim that learn there is a machlokes. We're going to get back to this hopefully at the end. What's Negei Halach L'Maisa? The Oilas Tamid, Kaf HaChaim brings the Oilas Tamid and others that learn there is a machlokes over here, and that the Mechaber would not accept 1/6. And there's no, we're not going on a chiluk, shmarim, and yayin. There's just a machlokes, Mechaber, Rabba. That's how some Achrenim learn. Okay, so in terms of the Pasha reading of Shulchan Aruch Ramah, maybe it would sound a little bit more like the Kaf HaChaim. That it sounds epis like a machlokes. The reason to say like the Gain, I don't think the Gain himself really cares. Their chal, we'll find that's a chal. A goyim himself is not really meshubit to what the mechaber himself really meant in Beis Yosef. The goyim b'der chal just makes up his own mahalach. Happens to be here, there's very strong reason to believe that there, even the mechaber and Ramah themselves held there was no machlokes, and that is because where's the Ramah coming from? The Ramah is quoting an Agur, but really the Ramah is quoting a Beis Yosef. So we have a Beis Yosef that in one place quotes the Shir of the Torah, one quarter, and then a few shtiklach later, the Beis Yosef quotes randomly an Agur, Hashem Rabbeinu Tam of 1/6. It doesn't point out that, oh, by the way, you know, there's a big machlokes Rishonim over here. It doesn't point out that two shtiklach ago I mentioned a different Shir, and there's really a whole big machlokes over here. Like, he doesn't point that out. And the Chayr, he should have, because, you know, especially since the Muki Yosef, like, shtal devek, that the Gemara is saying 1/4, and the Muki Yosef, like, made a klar, if you're going to come to be chayuk on that, the Chayr, the Beis Yosef should have said something. So, epis mashman, the Beis Yosef, maybe that taka is no machlokes over here. But okay, we're going to get back to that.
When he brings Arminian, he says, kakin devri tatur. He ends off kakin devri tatur.
Right.
Later on, so, at least now you're saying that
to bring the Beis Yosef. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, Nechanam. It's somewhat strange that the Beis Yosef wouldn't have pointed this out, wouldn't have said a hachra, wouldn't have something, but Nechanam. That's why, and that's taka, kach shitas ha'ilas tamid, and the Kaf Chaim brings him and others. Okay. Now, just one point, the Maimar HaMuzgar Shtekel, and that is what many of us were discussing, what exactly does it mean that Chazal's wine was stronger and our wines are weaker? I think pretty much everyone is already involved in this discussion, so just the Chaz are over. And that is that Kipshutai, our wines now get to 14, maybe 15%, and Kipshutai, Bisman Chazal, was not much stronger than that. I originally had thought that that was the pshat. What does it mean, Yenu Shalahem or Yoter Chazakim, or stronger? They had a way to make it 20%, 30%, 40% the alcohol content. So that seems not to be the case. Rybelski points this out with his vast scientific knowledge that the process of fermentation of grapes is such that when the yeast ferments and turns the sugar into alcohol, once it reaches a level of 14%, maybe stretches to 15%, but once it reaches 14-15%, the bacteria that cause the fermentation die. Because of the chris alcohol, because of the nature of this bacteria, they die. So you'll say maybe it was a little different, they had 14, 15, 16, but to say that it was mamashep is much, much, much stronger, it's very hard to believe. And therefore, l'chayr what comes out, this is what Rybelski himself assumes, that somehow we are familiar with the Musa of a thicker wine, heavier wine, a lighter wine. Maybe Rameir is going to give us a shear in French wines and Spanish wines. And who else is a bucky? Yeshua. Where's Yeshua? He's gone. Yeshua is a big bucky. Also speak to Yeshua. I'll tell you all about it. And the point, what? You too? Okay. Shmuel's also going to tell us about Australian wines. Kalpanim, it's still a little bit far-fetched, I think. Even from all the mumchim that we have here, that we have epis a heavier wine. Everyone knows you buy the cheap Kiddush wine. It's very heavy. It's very syrupy. But to say that it was much, much, much different, you'd have to say that there was mamish, it was mamish, like thick, glue-like substance. I don't know what you'd have to say about their wines. But could be, you know, it reminded me a little bit what we saw when we learned the halachas of Hagalas Kelim. The whole sugi in your day of Blias, you know, that Kelim used to have this thing called Blias. I say used to, you know, I don't want to say that we don't have Blias anymore, but it used to be a thing that, like, Kelim were Blia. Like, you know, like you cooked into a Kli and the walls of the Kli soaked up all kinds of things. And then you did Libun and sparks were flying everywhere because all kinds of stuff inside the walls were coming out. So the place can point out that, like, you know, they were inferior Kelim. They had more cracks, more holes, it was impure metal. So I have a hunch that the winemaking process, Bifrat, that it wasn't like a wine factory. Everyone probably had a little barrel in their backyard and they made wine. Might have had something to do with impurities. Maybe there was a lot more impurities mixed in. Face dish, I don't know whether it be dirt, whether it be more wood chips, unfiltered, whatever it is, the water was impure. Maybe that caused up a certain bitterness, thickness to the wine. In any other day. But Al Kapanim, what's clear is that they had a certain thickness. We're not going on alcohol contact, but they had a thickness and something about the wine that even after they watered it down, P4, it still was considered wine. So obviously their wines were thicker. That's what Benny was saying. I do also believe that it's ma'odi tachin, and it's probable that also, not that nishtanu ativim the grapes, but people changed. It could be their derech was to drink more of a lighter wine, more of a diluted wine. After all, wine by them was the everyday drink. That's what they had, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's nothing else to drink. There's no spring, there's no orange juice, it was just wine, shaker, and that's it. They didn't drink water either. So, could be they were also more accustomed to a lighter wine. So, I don't know. This is somewhat still of a mystery to me. Maybe we'll be mavar a little bit more. We'll speak to some experts. But the point being that alcohol content was not the issue. And I think a pashat araya, which I think some people may hear mentioned, is that there is a whole shayla about pasteurized grape juice, exactly what that issue might be. We're not going to get into that now. It's more of an issue of reishayim beis and archaim kiddush. But the maaseh, the mechaber does say, it's gemara v'basra, that's simin reishayim beis, if beis. Seichir Adam Eshkol Novim Mekadosh Alav. You squeeze grapes into a cup, you can make Kiddush right then. Meaning that's grape juice. That means it didn't ferment whatsoever. Yayin Taisus, we saw a Shaila Bab from the troops of Rashba. So basically, you see clearly you don't need any alcohol. That's Boyer Pira Goffin and Akhil Kacha, as a Chashiv seems to make Kiddush on it. So does it have to have the potential to become alcohol? Okay, so that's already a whole discussion, a Chernish raid. But I'm just saying, Lamaisa, there's no minimum alcohol contact. Haraya grape juice. Fine. So that's just to clarify that Nakuda. And okay, Adarab, maybe we'll be Mavar a little more. What exactly Nakuda was that made their wine so much thicker than the narrow wine? But Al-Kapanim, that was seemingly the Mitzvahs. Okay. Now, so let's just get to let's get a little bit to the one Indian. I want to just try to be Mavar a little bit, something that seems to be somewhat unclear in the Sugya. So the Mechaber says a fourth, and that's from the Gemara. We don't really see any Chalkim on that. The Ramah comes along and says a sixth. So says the guy, there's no Machlokes. Everyone agrees, the Gemara is a fourth. That was by Shmarim, but by real wine, which is stronger, it goes until the sixth. Where did they get that from? That's coming from a Maharil, from the Agar, from Maharil, Ramah. Where did they get that from? Where did they get a sixth? Who said a sixth? Stam, arbitrary. So, the Archa Shulchan, this is a klal the Archa Shulchan has, that he holds that sometimes the Ramah and the later Rishonim, the Taka make their own psharas, they have their own chidushim. Lav Davki is based on an earlier Rishon or Gemara. And he says, Kachav, that's what happened over here. In Reish Dalet Tazayin, Archa Shulchan says, the Ramah and the Maharil were mamzi, a new chidish. What was their new chidish? The Be'etzim in a Chanami. In Chazal, it's 1/4. But Lamaiso, like the Mechaber said, it's all telling the Derech. And since in their time and place and day and age, it was such a Derech where it went until a sixth. So they were saying that as long as it goes till a sixth, which was Epis in some Mekaymas, that's a Derech. So it's not Batladaito if you have such a Derech, and that's called wine till that point. There's no Epis, there's no real Makar. I was just Kafi the Matthias. That's what happened. That's our Chasholchan. The Gain in Simen, Kuf Chaf Gimel. Sipkat and Chaf and Chaf Aleph, which we're going to get into now a little bit, but over there it's talking about the Shaila of Sipkat and Chaf and the Gain. So we're going to see now that the Shaila of at what point wine is bottle and water is Negea to our Sugya. What bracha do you make on this mixture? It's also Negea to a whole different Shaila, and that's the Shaila of Bittel by Yisurim. At what point is it still called wine that if a guy touches it, it's usur? Let's say I have Yayin Esach and I mix it into water, at what point is it bottle? So what got me that discussion, the Gain says that the Shita that holds, and this is how we pass it, that wine, Yayin Shal Isser, when it's mixed into water, is bottle 1 in 6, 1 in Shisha. That's a number that mysteriously appears over there in Yerideya. The Gain says it's actually the Gemara, and he makes a cheshbon based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, 9 Gimel Mebeis, Ayin Sham. There is a machloek, because there's two shitas, whether in order to mevatel wine, which is usur, do you need echad b'shishim, which is the regular general din of machalas asuras, stam, chazer, any tarfus, basar b'chalav, generally speaking, because we assume that we're not b'kiyim in tasting things, but at least tafi the Ramah, since we're not b'kiyim in tasting things, we assume that you need shishim. At shishim, time is batal. There's no more time. But so that's the general thing, and that's one shita. And one shita says, no, yayin is a special din, it's 1 in 6, it's already batal. Fine. And the guy points to a Gemara, he has a cheshbon based on the Gemara. So that's just something interesting to note, which hopefully we'll say a hesbon. What's the pshat that the Aruch HaShulchan didn't bring this Gemara? The guy has a relatively simple Gemara. The Gemara makes a cheshbon of mixing two cups together. And he assumes that there's two cups of wine, which each cup was one part wine and three parts water, because that's the general maziga. So you have two cups like that, and you mix them. So assuming we could ignore the wine in one cup, because the wine of heter in one cup and the wine of iser in another cup is min b'mino, so we ignore the wine in one cup, then you end up with a measurement of 1 in 6. Okay, that's not really so important, ayin sham, to get it clear, but the Maisa the Gain says has a gemara 1 in 6. And the Aruch HaShulchan kind of ignores that gemara. When he's talking lagabi hilchas brachos, Boyu Priya Goffin, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't imagine that I could bring a raya from a gemara, and he assumes it's just the thing they made up, because that's the derech of meziga. But doesn't bring that gemara. The Gain, in fact, does shtel to that gemara over there. And, oh, yeah, okay, so that's exactly what I want to get into now. Yes, exactly. That's exactly the right point. Now, so what exactly is going on here? Could we bring rayas? Well, that's what Yonason's point. Yeah, could we in fact bring rayas from Isser to Hilchas Brachas? Are they the same thing? What should be the difference? So, Matino Bazeh, kama sveikus and kama pluktus. So it basically starts really by us. Really, the Magen Avraham already kind of drags us into the sugya. So the Magen Avraham, b'toich ha'dvarim, we had a little bit of difficulty reading it, but Emma says they fix it up on the bottom. I saw that the Magen Avraham is going on the halacha of 1 and 6. And then b'hemshech ha'dvarim, he says, on the bottom here, they say to take out the word lafi. So what it reads is, he mentions the taz, v'ein b'duktuk mashukas v'taz, he brings the taz. And he argues on the taz. What exactly is machlekes? So in Yeridei and Kuf Yudalid, the Ramah quotes a halacha that in order for stam yayin to be batal, you know, the Ramah is in Simen Kuf Yudalid. Simen Kuf Yudalid is some of the various klalim and halacha for kashrus, for meaning like giving a hechsher. When do you have to be chayshish the guy in for mixing things? What things need a hechsher? Which things do not need a hechsher? Which things need pikuach? When are you chayshish? So the mother is talking about, what about you buying something from a guy and you have a chashash that maybe mixed in stam yayinim, which is asr. Guy's wine is asr. So the Ramah there says, as long as there's a chashash that it's mixed in, it's a problem. Ad she'en samech levatlo, until shishim, after shishim, it's okay. That's what the Ramah says. Okay, that's the Ramah. Says the Taz, t'mahesi. I'm t'mei on this Ramah. What are you talking about shishim? Who needs shishim? We're talking about wine. We know the sheer bittel of wine is not 1 in 60, but rather is 1 in 6. And he quotes halacha later in Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet, which is also by halacha of Yain Nesef. He says the halacha over there, the Mechaber Paskins, that in Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Mechaber Taka Paskins, that the halacha is Yain Nesef is bottle 1 in 6, not 1 in 60. Where's it coming from? Again, the gun points to that Gemara. That's in Kuf Lamed Dalet. And in Kuf Chaf Gimel, the Kuf Chaf Gimel Seif Eli, which Seif? Seif Ches? Kufchav Gimel Sif Ches, the Ramah there in Shulchan Aruch Ramah, there's two Shitas. Well, the Paiskim will point out that the Ikar Halacha is, this Machlokes, how much do you need to be Vatal Yayin Nesef? 6 or 60? We pass in 6. That's the Psak over there. So all of a sudden, Kuf Yudal says 60. So Taz says, why 60? It's not 60, 6. So that is what the Magen Avraham by us. The Magen Avraham brings that Taz. And he says, no, the Taz is not a Kash. So what does the Taz do with the Ramah? He says, it's not sure the Ramah. He was just kind of over here for whatever reason. He was quoting that Shita who holds that by Yayin Nesach, you need Shishim. That's the Shita he was quoting. We don't really hold like that. We hold Shisha. So Ramah was kind of, it was like a shtickle loy duck, and he quoted the wrong Shita. But if we know when we look later in the halachas that really the true halacha is that we're Mavat the 1 in 6, not 1 in 60. Fine. So this is the Taz, but the Taz is really kind of asking on Ramah. So the Achronim come to defend the Ramah. That parenthesis is the Ramah, yeah. Yeah, that's called, that's a Ramah. So, the Achronim come to defend the Ramah. And it's important to note that the Achronim we're talking about are G'dolei HaPoskim Mamish, the Magen Avraham, by us, the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef. So, to those of us new to this, the Shach and Magen Avraham, like, that very, very difficult to be Chayuk on Shach and Magen Avraham. Like, I don't want to say a Klal, but B'derech Klal is Machlok is Shach Magen Avraham Taz, B'derech Klal Loch is like the Shach and Magen Avraham. That's B'derech Klal how it works. So the Shach and Magen Avraham are coming to defend their Ramah. They say, no, we have a Pasha Teretz. What's the Pasha Teretz? Yeah, of course, we saw halacha that Yayin Nesach is bottle 1 in 6. When is a bottle 1 in 6? That's when it's mixed wine with water. Wine with water is 1 in 6. But Shar Mashkin, that needs 1 in 60. Okay, so what's the Lashon of the Magen Avraham? The leaner, the Dafka Mayim. This is the Magen Avraham by us. We all saw this. The Dafka Mayim from Asidin Upoigman Hayayin. Aval Shar Mashkin. Nefer Shane Poigman. The only cloud we have from Chazal is that 1 in 6 water gets rid of the Shane Mayim. But Shar Mashkin, maybe not. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. That's what the Shach and the Kudus Kesef says. Shach and Kudus Kesef. Look, Kashimidi. Dafka Mayim Sagi Bishish Chalaka Mashkin. Engim Shar Mashkin. And basically, what does the Magen Avraham say the Hezbar is? Basically, a Matthias. He seems to be Pasha Matthias. What's the Pasha Matthias? That Yayin is Mafsid Upoigim the Yayin. The Shar Mashkin is not Pasha Matthias. So, what's the Taz saying? So, the Taz really addresses this point. And he says, well, I know I'm bringing a Raya from the fact that Mayim is 1 in 6. Taz says that. I know I'm bringing a Raya from Mayim. So, there, but for who I did Bishar Mashkin, there's a Pashut. The Haim of Vatlam Tam Hayayin. I mean, after all, they have their own flavor. So they will, in a stronger way, be mavatal the time of Yayin. Machlokes, Gedolei HaPoskim. Now, this is a very funny machlokes. What? Yeah, it sounds like a very strange machlokes of mitzvahs. Like, why don't we just go check it out? I mean, this is very odd, right? The Taz is saying there's a halacha that yayin. If yayin is 1 in 6, kol shekein orange juice. Says the Taz. I'm sorry. Says the other place came the Magen Avraham Neshach. Pog taker dafka mayim. So this machlokes is a little bit omer and darsheni. What? There's no min over here. Okay. So this is Omer Darsheni, and we have to maybe say a pshat in this machlokas. Okay, this is problem number one. It's not a problem, it's a machlokas, but just kind of a strange machlokas. It'd be nice to understand something beyond the fact that they're just arguing about like the Pashat of Mitzias. I mean, okay. Now, that's one halacha which is somewhat difficult, brought in that Magen Avraham. Now we have another halacha. Yes? It does. It says Kua Ba'alma. The Gemara says it's Kua Ba'alma. Kua is the term we use for not taste. You taste something, but it's a faint remnant which doesn't have a shame tam.
Whether you just bittul of the taste, meaning it doesn't taste enough like wine to be called yain,
or
do I need bittul of the tam completely, which is what we've
Okay, I hear. So I think you're heading. Okay, maybe we're going to say something similar to that. Lamaisa. This is clear that there is a halacha by the halacha of bittul on your day. This is without getting to the arichas, but lemaisa, this is a taz and tzadik test on your day. Tam in iser v'heter. Tam, if you have chaz that falls into your pot. It's hard for us to know exactly what the shear is. That's why we're pretty much machmir in general, stam about time until shishim. But lemaisa, it's clear from the rishonim and the poskim that there is such a musig that you'll have put chaz into your pot and you'll epis maybe taste the epis of it. And the kuli alma, that's not called. That's called zbatl. It's called you don't have tam chaz. It's mutter to eat. Okay, but in a chanami, I think you're saying something true, and we'll get back to that. Okay, so that's one strange thing. This machlekes magen avraham taz, which is very strange. Now. Next problem is that let's go back to Reish Beis Aleph. So we have this machlokes about shisha and shishim by Mayim Shamashkin. Comes Reish Beis Aleph, the halacha of Bei Piragofen says the Ramah from the Tashbeitz, Beis Yosef from the Tashbeitz, Ve'im Nisar of Yayin, Beshechar, and if Yayin gets mixed, gets mazug with the S with something else, as Lino Nacher Haroiv, Im Haroiv Yayin, Varech Bei Piragofen, Im Haroiv Shechar, Varech Shakal. All of a sudden, Rav. Not a problem. We were dealing with a shayla of shisha, of shishim. Now all of a sudden, Rav. Okay, I will point out that Lamaisa, that discussion of shisha and shishim that we were talking about till now was by Isser, was Bitul Yisuna. Here we're talking about being Kaveh of the Bracha. But okay, well, let's see. So, let's go like this. Zok the Gain. This Rama's wrong. What's the Gain says over here? Meaning, we just had a whole Masa Matan from Rishonim, from Shisha, Shishim, various rites from the Gemara. Comes along here, and then Rama says, no, it's Batal B'Rav. Meaning, much less than Shisha or Shishim, even Rav of Shar Mashkim, even if you have 49%, a very high percentage of Yayin, it's Batal. Says the Gain, that's wrong. And what does the Gain say? He quotes the Gemara, Bava Basar. He says, we know, the Shear is 1 in 4. Maybe you'll tell me 1 in 6 from Yai Nesach, but more than that, Abadanish. So I don't pass this. Now, the Bi'ar Lacha brings this Gain. He says, Rav Achrenim don't hold like this Gain. We pass in Ramaz. But, you know, the Bi'ar Lacha B'Emes at the end makes a little tumult, right? He's not sure about a Bracha Achrenim. Bracha Rishain, it's easier to be Chaylik on the Gain because you make a Shahakal, you'll be Yotzi anyway. But that which the Gain is saying, but look, Abi Bracha Chorna, Mishnah Berurah is a little bothered. What to do about Bracha Chorna? Whatever. Okay, so Ishlaim. But that is the Gain's Taina. So one second. So what's going on here with this Gain? What's the Machlokes? So the emphasis is the Pshat in this Ramah we saw in the Taz right here. The Taz right here on the spot says Pshat in this Ramah. What does he say? He has a kash from Chala. Why this Halacha seems to be different than the Halacha of Chala. And basically what the Taz points out, without going through the whole Taz, but the Taz points out a very simple thing. Why should you go Basar? The Taz says very simple. Because Shecher has a bracha called Shahakol. Grape juice has a yayin has a bracha called Hatbari Piragofen. These two things are in the cup together fighting it out. When they're fighting it out, there's a halacha called Ikar and Tafel, which is not always Nikval Piroiv. We know. We'll see more hopefully in the Hemshech Lezma. But here, like, which one should be the ikker? Is there anything about any characteristic? Sometimes we have a thing, ikker and tuffel. One is to help you swallow the other one. One is to help you hold the other one. One is to help you face v'chule v'chule. But here, it's just a mixture. I mean, you're drinking both for the hana of both. So which one should be kaveh? To pasha the shayla ikker and tuffel. Says the Taz, rave.
So after it's considered grape juice because it's less than a sixth. It's not bottled, still you're gonna make
bracha. I don't think the Taz is saying it's called grape juice. I think he's saying it's not called grape juice. Grape juice we make it by bregach. Yain make it by bregach. It's not yain. Ikker and tuffel. We have to determine. We're trying to determine what do I have here. Do I have a cup of wine? The answer is no. Ikker and tuffel says you don't have a cup of wine. So lechayra, what is the going to answer to this question? The going is chayla on this. Now the going has makayris. Okay, the makayris are from iser, shisha. What's the going to answer to this question? Lechayra, and this is what it's takamashim from the going.
And the Taz agrees that it's called yain and yain nesach. Such a mixture would be yain nesach. It is kiu.
Lechayra.
This is rough.
Yeah. As opposed to? By drinks, those are the only two options we have. I mean, not necessarily. The Taz here actually says make a bite pretty, whatever. What? On a drink. No, Mukhair not. Mukhair not. Yeah, Mukhair. Mukhair. Oh, okay, so this is the point I want to make. I hear what you're saying. This is what the Goyin seems to say. The Goyin says, Enechanami. The Goyin knows about the Sugya Vikr and Tafel. And he bavarns the Sugya Vikr and Tafel. And he just says that, what could I tell you? Loi nire. The Hakaim lon kol chamr lo dori ole tlas maya lav chamruhu. There's a whole Sugya. Vaharehu raiv mayim. So you don't go baser raiv. There's a Gemara above a baser. The Gemara says that you dilute wine by Bregoff into 1/4. So you see that you don't go baser raiv. I mean, if this halacha, this why the Goyin throws out this halacha. Why don't you go baser raiv? Just like you don't go baser raiv, you don't go rosavir. What's the difference? What's the Goyin saying? That, I think what the Goyin is saying is, the chadish in the Gemara above Abbas, the Goyin, is that, in a chanami ikr and tafel, the Goyin, the Gemara is telling us that even when wine is the miut, it's the ikr. Meaning, just like we have a klal, kol sheish bo chamesh mine dagon, if you have something that has one of the five grains mixed with honey, sugar, whatever, sweets, so even though it's the miyot, there's a klal, that it's the ikr. Why? Because chashivus. So the chayr the Goyin is saying is that what was in Schadish and Baba Basra, Tzadik Vav, is that even, that this is a tarevis, in a chanami we have to determine ikr and tafel. We have a Gemara that tells us it's kaviyachal kol sheish bo chamesh mine dagon. That's what he saw in this Gemara. The Gemara said, in a chanami we have a tarevis, we have a hisnagdus between two liquids. The Gemara said, by pregafen is the ikar chashivus, and the Meila says the Goyin, and it's mavur from the Goyin. That's really what he's saying. So the Goyin, I don't see any nafkamina whether it's water or shar mashkim mazem shaneh. The Gemara said yain is chashiv, and alt is chashivus. It has a din ikar klapi at harevus with other mashkim which are only garua dika shahakol dika. Because again, like we said, what does the Gemara say? Betzim by pregafen, betzim wine should have been shahakol. Comes along Chazal, and Chazal said no. Alt is chashivus. It gives it a separate bracha. So the Goyin, I see from the Gemara that chashivus also makes it ikar and a tarevus. To what point? As long as it's wine. What does it mean? As long as it's wine. As long as it's tam yain, reyach yain, which is until a quarter. Yeah, the Goyin is saying this in Charmashkin. One second. What? Okay, so I'm just saying like this. Over here, the Goyin is talking about Hilchos Brachos. This halacha is at Hilchos Brachos. So the Goyin says in Hilchos Brachos, one in six and one in 60, over there, that Goyin and that halacha, that whole discussion I just quoted about the Taz with the Shach and the Magen Avram, that was not about brachas. Yeah, that was about Bittel Isurim. Right. So the Goyin here is saying, listen, in Hilchos Brachos, all I see is that 1/4. Now the emphasis, the Goyin himself does tell to that sugya though. And the Goyin himself does say that 1/4, this is how the Goyin learns the Ramban, Reish Dalet. He says 1/4 is when you have a mixture of shmarim and liquids. When you have a mixture of wine and liquids, that's what we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah, how he learns the Ramban. So this is the Goyin Shita. I have a Gemara that says 1/4 wine is the ikar. That's when it's shracha wine, shmarim wine. Real wine, it's the ikar until 1/6, which he quotes from whatever Gemara he quotes. So this is the Goyin Shita, that basically we have a shayla here of ikar and tafel. When you have a mixture, when you have a tarevis, it's basically like any other tarevis. I would have said roiv, the Taz is right, but I have Chazal telling me that the Taz is wrong, this Tashbitz is wrong, and that by the mixture of wine products, depending on how chashid it is, it's still considered, even though it's the meat, it's still considered the ikar until 1/4 or 1/6.
What's coming out of the shmarim other than wine?
Yeah, it's like shvach. I don't know if it's the shvach leftovers.
Why is it shvach? If there's any liquid, I'm coming up with one part liquid here that's coming out of the shmarim. What other liquid is there in the shmarim other than wine?
To speak to a winemaker. Yeah, it's chalosh. The shmarim themselves, the leftovers. I don't know why.
What's the same juice that's coming out when you first made the wine?
See that by olives.
No other juice in it. There's only 1 minute of juice in these things. You didn't squeeze it all out before. But when you squeeze more out, you're squeezing out the same type of juice that was there before. It's not like...
Okay, I don't know. There's some kind of matzias that it's weaker. You make a good point, but that's how you should do it. Now let's just clear one thing. So the Fila Goyin, it seems that we're talking basically about a regular din of a standard Hilchos Brachos type of a din, mixtures, which is Chashev, which is Ikar. Chazal said this is the Ikar, so it doesn't make a difference. Wine, is it the Derech to be Moizig? Like the Mishnah Berurah has a Tzad, the Bir Halacha at the end over there, in Reish Beis, he says maybe the Goyin would be Maskim, that if you mix something that's not Derech to be Moizig, then the Goyin would be Maskim maybe, that you do go Basarev. I don't think so. The Goyin here is saying that there's a Gemara that's saying the Chashivas of Yain makes it the Ikar as long as there's Tam Yain. Unless you totally destroy the Tam Yain. Okay, so now, so what's Taka the Halacha then, one second, by Shisha and Shishim? What's Taka the Halacha, if you the Goyin, what's Taka the Pshat? Generally, in all of Bitul Yisurim, you need Shishim. So the Goyin has a Gemara, Taka. But what's the Pshat Taka that's called 1 and 6 is Taka Bitul? Like you're saying, you're going to taste it. So the Goyin in Kufchav Gimel over there, he's Medayik from Taisim Baba Basa, that's where it's coming from. And he says that it's Pagum, like the Lashon of the Magen Avraham we saw. And even though you taste it, but Tam Pagum is also Mutter, that the Tam of the wine that you're tasting is not Tam Yayin, it's Tam Pagum, it's Pagim the taste, and that's no longer as a din of Tam Kikr. Okay, without getting into too many Yerdei Kekom, let's just leave it at that. That even though there is a taste, but since it's a spoiled taste, I'll pay Allah, it's a spoiled taste, that's why it's Batal in 1 and 6. I'm saying now the Goyin, why 1 and 6 would help. The Magen Avraham. No, by water everyone agrees it's 1 and 6. By water everyone agrees it's 6. Oh, yeah, yes, in the Chanamis. I'm borrowing that in the Chanamis. I'm saying the Goyin holds there's no Chiluk. Yeah. In the Chanamis. Which is really the Shita over there of the Taz, that everything is 1 and 6. Okay, in the Chanamis. Now. Where? Go. Not Taz, but the Goyin has a Taisvis. Taisvis has Pagan. Lafi the Goyin, that Taisis is talking about water, Sham Ashken, no difference. So, okay, now.
Have you seen the growth in the past?
What?
The growth works with the past? Sham Ashken is
considered. I don't have a Raya. I would assume so, yes. Yes. Yes, I would assume so. Not sure if that's Muchach, but one second. Now, Alderich this Mahalach, what we're saying from the Goyin. So Rav Moshe seems to have a similar mahalach in Igros Moshe. And Rav Moshe says some fascinating things. Rav Moshe is a tshuva in Yerde Aleph Simin Samach Gimel, Samach Beis maybe. Samach Beis or Samach Gimel is the first one. And he says some big chidushim in Arsig. And basically Rav Moshe says like this. He was asked the Yerushayla, basically they had a whiskey and they were mixing in a little bit of Yayin Esech, Stam Yenim to whiskey. So Rav Moshe said, "Nu, is a bottle or not?" And there was no shishim. It was not shishim to be mevatel. So the chayr would be tali in shisha and shishim. This shayla mamish of the achrenim, that it's shar mashkim. So what would we say, l'chayr? We would say, I mean, if you would have asked me, I would have said, the taz is mekel, he's arguing on a ramah, the shach and the magan of ramah machmir, chalila lahakal, I'm saying, vadini shishim. It's a shach and a magan of ramah. We're not chaylik on shachs and magan of ramah, we're just not. I'm saying, so you need shishim. And Ramesh's case had no shishim. Says Ramesh, he has a few shlavim. Dr. Moshe, push up, we pass in the Taz. Push up. Why do we pass in the Taz? Dr. Moshe. Well, let's see. Dr. Moshe, if you look in the beginning of Reish Beis, which Moshe says, Hagam, it is Hilchos Brachos. Well, the Maisa, what does it say in Reish Beis? In Reish Beis, it says that if you have Yayin and Shecher could, for all intents and purposes, be Moshe's schnapps. What do you go buster? You go buster Raif. Right? Over here we could say we go buster Raif. So says Ramesh, if over here we're going buster Raif, why by Sheikhah do we go buster Raif and we just saw in Reishtal by water it's not Raif? Meaning in terms of Hilchos Brachos, if you accept this, the Goyin we said is Chayuk on this Rama. But let's say you accept this Rama, so then what's being said over here? It's a steer to the din of wine and water. So all the Echrenim say is a Chilik, like the Bialacha speaks out, that wine and water, there you have till 1/4 or 1/6. But wine with shara mashkim, that's this halacha, wine with shara mashkim, is tali and roif. The only time we could stretch it until a sixth, it still has the shame yayin, is with water, but not by shara mashkim. This is halacha of shara mashkim. How's that going to help? Oh, 1 second. Yeah, well, let me point out, what's the problem? This is what, I'll tell you what Rosh's problem is. Rosh's problem is like this. He says, even though in a chanami, you can't bring a raya from milk, he says himself, you can't necessarily bring a raya from brachas to iser. But, he says, what do we see here? What's the klal comes out? He does not say like the goyin. He says like the accepted halacha, we accept this Rambam. That by hilchas brachas, it's tali and raif. So why is it that, what do you see, says Rosh? You see a klal. Now, let's talk about hilchas brachas for a second. That, which is mevatel wine quicker, shar mashkim or water? Shamashkin. How do you see Shamashkin? Here, no, well, let's say, by Hilchas Brachas, how much quicker? Rave. Rave is Mevatel Shamashkin, but water, it takes much more. So says the motion, now let's go to Isser. By Isser, we pass him water, how much is Mevatel? Shisha. If you say like the other Achrenim, like the Shach and the Magen Avraham, what do they say? They say by Isser, Shamashkin needs how much? Shishim. So like the motion comes out, Svaras Afuchas. It comes out like this, that by Brachas, water, shara mashkim are stronger to be mevatel the yayin, and water is weaker. And the feed of shach and the mugin of rum comes out, but by iser it's vakeret. Water is a sixth, meaning water kills the wine at a sixth. It's much, and that's stronger than shara mashkim, which they take until shishim to be mevatel. So Dr. Moshe, tzvar safuchus, meaning, what's he, and he's saying that can't be. And Mela, this is a raya. Since you see the kivun here by Hilchos Brachos, it doesn't have to be the same measurements because Brachos is different than Isser. But since the kivun here is, and we pass in this Ramah, that by Shara Mashkim are Mevatel in a stronger way than water, that must be, then you can't say the opposite by Isser. So then you have to say that the Taz, at least they're equal. And 1 and 6 is Mevatel. And like the Taz himself says, right? What does the Taz say? The Taz echoes that, he says. He says, just like the Yisoid we see here, that if whatever water does, Kolshkein Shara Mashkim, because Shara Mashkim is stronger, it's a stronger flavor. That's really what Moshe is saying. He's saying the Taz is 100% right. Just like we see over here, by Brachos you need Rav, Beseder. But just like you see here that Shara Mashkim is stronger, so who I did by Isser, you can't say Shara Mashkim is weaker, you need Tolshishim. So the Taz is right, you need 1 and 6. That's the basic idea that Moshe says. Meaning, in other words, what's Rav Moshe saying? That even though in a chanami, brachas will be a little bit different than iser, because by brachas we're trying to determine what the shame of the thing is, and by iser we're trying to determine if it was batal and ganzin. But the point is that ultimately we're talking about just a tarevis of two things, and we have to know, you know, what happened to this tarevis, which one was the ikr, which one was the tuffel, which one was mevatel which. So if you see a klal, that a regular, I mean, what Rav Moshe is saying is the simple ba'abat pashup shat. Shara mashkim attack are stronger. That's a chayr pasha. What the Taz said is taka right. Shara mashkim are stronger than wine. So, just like you see by brachos they're stronger. Well, then by bitul isurim they're stronger. So, if by water we know 1 and 6 works, then for sure orange juice works to also to mivatel. And the Taz is right.
Doesn't the Magen Avraham just disagree with that?
Oh. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm pointing out. I'm really pointing out, this is where I'm coming from. That the Goyin who was chalak on this Ramah. Al-Derech Zeh Rav Moshe accepted this Ramah, but he said, this Magen Avraham makes no sense. That's really kilo of the time we're making now, in a chanam. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to get to. Yeah. Because not just the Svar, he says, I have a Mefurish Ramah like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like two sides of
the Ramah. Yeah, so talk to Rav Moshe, I have a Ramah. I have a Ramah. The Ramah says it. The Ramah says it. By Hilchos Brachos. The Ramah tells us which is. Basically, we like had this weird machlokes. Which one's stronger? It says which one's stronger in Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Ramah. The Tashbitz is one of the Rishonim. It says which one's stronger. So it says, oh, goodbye, Shach and Shach and Magen Avraham.
Why is it only coming to Svaras Kufos?
Yeah, he's Kilo calls it a Stira to the Magen Avraham. Yeah, because they accept this Ramah. Right. Yeah, in Chanami. He kind of points that out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Ramesh himself over there has a different way out. He says that perhaps. He says that maybe. Okay, I don't want to get sidetracked. Ayin Shom Ramesh, he wants to say that maybe even the Magen Avraham would be maskim in his case because whiskey is a very strong liquid, so everyone would agree that they are tbatl and shishim, not shishim. Ayin Shom Ramesh goes on the whole very beautiful Mechuzesh Tikachuvah. But that's the point that we want, is this Nakuda. So now, what we're asking now is Rav Moshe's question, is that, you know, we can't, Rav Moshe in all his greatness, we can't just leave can't just leave the shach and the Magen Avram in the dumps like that. And like Rabbi Yonis is pointing, yeah, it comes out really a steer in shachs. Rabbi Moshe points this out because, you know, I don't know if anyone notices, it's a very good thing. The first Magen Avram in Reish Beis, where he says that Rav is Mevatel wine, and that's only by Sheikher Te'enim. But by other drinks, it's Mevatel even quicker, even less than Rav. Even 30% can be Mevatel wine. Who's he quoting? Shach. Yeah. Punct here, we were Zeicha to a Shach in Erechaim. There's no Shach in Erechaim. But here we were Zeicha in the Gillian of the Shulchan Erech, the Shach wrote something. And he wrote, Mamish Punct Haker. In Hilchus Isser Veheto, the Shach said, water six. Shar Mashki Meh, Shvach, won't be Mevatel the wine until 60. And over here, it's like the Shar Mashki, maybe even, maybe 10% Shar Mashki, will be Mevatel 90% water. Mamish Veres Tefuchus. So what's going on here? And what I want to be mocked him is that, like, the Goyin's been chalak on the Ramah, and even Ramosha's mahalak, like I was mocked him. Ramosha's asking shtark and saying shtark, like Gedolei HaPoskim. We're mechuyev kitzur to feshtei the shach and the Magen Avram. This is not like a shver prima godin the meila. It's a shach, the Magen Avram. Yeah. Okay. So the point is like this. Let's go back to Taz. The Taz said that why do we go Basar Rav? We go Basar Rav very simply because there's a Shahakal, there's a Hagofen, they're having a fight. Who wins? Rav. Ikar v'tofel. So the Gaon says, that's wrong. I'll prove it. I have a Gemara. The Gemara says, and that's what we pass in Reish Dal. We have a Shulchan Aruch that says that for Brachas, water could be the mead and it's told by Pira Gofen. Against the Taz. The Taz says it's totally in Rav. Taz, you're wrong. So the Gaon said, Ichanami, you're wrong. What's Taka the Pshat? So all the Achrenim say, this is the Bialachas, is Masbir a little bit in the Sharatin over there, whatever. That shiny water with wine. What's different about water with wine? Because here there's a whole different halacha. There's a whole different lamdus called Mizug Yayin, called Toiras Yayin.
Who's saying this?
This is L'chayra, what's being said in all the Achrenim who accept this Ramah, who say Rav. Me'idach Kisa, we pass in Reish Dalet that water and wine, you don't go with the cheshbon of Rav. So, Pachas Yosher, this is Mavur in the Bialach a little bit in the Prima Gadim, Sharatin. So, you say it is like this, that Meshita Som L'chayra, and that, like the Gaon just says, listen, you're telling me cheshbon is of Iker and Tafel. I'm telling you, I have a Gemara that says that even when you have a mir of Yayin, it's the Iker. It's a Kol Sheish B'chamesh Min Adagon. So I don't care if it's mixed with Sheikher, I don't care if it's with Derech, I don't care what it is, but it's the Iker, it's Choshev, it's the Iker, as long as you have Tam Yayin, it's Boy Pira Gofer. Zokt, these other Achreinim, that's not the Pshapachal in that Sugya. What was the Schadish in Bava Basa Tzadik Vavim Beis is not that Yayin Machmas Itzchashivos beats out water. That's what the Gaon was saying, Kilu. I have a Gemara that wine beats water. And the Mela, if it beats water, beats Shah Mashkim. Hagofen beats Shahakal. It's the Iker, it's called Sheishbrei. Say the other Achreinim, which Kenzain is the Pashtus of the Gemara over there. That's not a Sugya of Kol Sheishbrei Yayin. It beats out the water. And if Iker and Tafel, we win. Which is how the Gaon is learning, and Alderich Zuh and Harimash understood. Right, they're understanding there's no fight Bechal. This is part of the winemaking process. Zok to Rava, if you're not Mamazik, it's not wine Bechal. So when you mix water into wine in the proper ratio, it's not pshat that you have a fight of Iker and Tafel, that you have the Iker and the Tafel. Pshat is you have wine, and this is one of the ingredients in wine. In proper drinkable chosh of wine, that which the Gemara says, that yain has a chashivos, yain has a special brachas, nekechem atzmai, that includes the mizuk hayayin, the mizuk hamayin. But if in the nimtza, that there's no such Gemara about wine beating out, becoming an ikr, kapi a tafel. By wine and water, there is no ikr and tafel. There's just wine. That's how you make wine. Squeezed grapes which ferment before you mix in water, you know what Rava says? That's not wine. That's some ingredient that goes into wine, but that's not wine. So, Ay Bazai, it comes out like this. Let's first talk about brachas. Lagabe brachas. So it's very simple. If you have a mixture of wine and orange juice, says the Taz, no, Iker and Tafel. Which one's Iker? The Rav. No, Bari Pira Gofen wins. Mechatesi, of course not. Says the Gaon, I have a Gemara. No, that Gemara is a different story. That's a special halacha in Reish Dalet. That's halacha Mizug Yayin. That part of the winemaking process, the Gemara is Mechadish to us, that in order to make it drinkable, you mix wine, water. That water is not water versus wine, that's just part of the wine.
Spanish based flavor. So we're talking about mixing juice with yin tang. Before we're talking about yin that was already muzzled, and therefore
okay.
It was already diluted with water somewhat, and we're still saying rave when you had juice.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd have to check that. Is our, yeah, could be.
We're talking about brothels. We're talking about somebody in their house that decided to make some sangria, and
yeah.
They poured some juice in their wine. We're talking already prepared wine.
Emma says I saw that the place can speak about that somewhere. Yeah, okay.
Screw deals
with that
a
little bit. Okay, I'm not sure. We'd have to check. I hear.
Is it right that we heard Malchus and stuff for Yang Nisr?
For the shear?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good. Shkaich. Okay, I'm going to get to that. Yes, Shkaich. That is the point, yes. Okay. So once we say this Yisod, and Mela, we could accept the Ramah, not like the going throughout the Ramah. Now let's try to think, Lefi Halamdas Hazeh, does Rav Moshe really have a big problem as far as Hafuchas? In Hilchos Brachos, what's being said? Hilchos Brachos being said is that we always go Basar Reif. That's in a mixture of liquids. But there's a special din called Mizug Yayin. That it still has a shame yayin, a fakirat. You might need mizug to give it a shame yayin. Okay, the Ramah says in Reish Ayin Beis that our wines don't need mizug. Fine. Comes Isser, let's see what happens by Isser. Now again, by Isser, we're not trying to determine if this thing is cold wine or not. We're trying to determine if the yayin Nesef is bottle min ha'olam or it's still kayim in the Starevis. So says the Shach and the Magen Avraham like this. Until 1/6, that's kishmak of wine. It's not even a shayla bittel, that's wine. But after 1/6, from let's say shisha tol shishim, which does a stronger job? Meaning, once you hit 1/6, what's a stronger, wine, water, or sharam ashkim in terms of being vatal isur? Say the Shach and the Magen Avraham, something very simple. What is the greater koyach of dilution? Water, l'chayr. So zakto zachrenim, that water until 1/6, it's not even. There's no astagis b'chal. It's mamish mizuk ayayin. It's mamish kaval dega wine. Once you hit too much water, the mamish turning into water. Water dilutes. So mamel is a special halacha that it's batal chad b'shisha, and that's the halacha. Not of Hilchos Brachos, but that's a Gemara, like the Gaon says, some Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that once it dilutes past the 6, water has a klech mafsid, says the Magen Avraham. Masha'in came by Shar Mashkim. L'chayr by Shar Mashkim, since they don't have a klech of dilution as much, so the pshat is, it's just a regular tarevis of Isser. Just like when you put chazer into something, into orange juice, so we say, we assume chazer lasts till shishim. Any Isser you put into orange juice, we assume it lasts till shishim. So says the Magen Avraham, Huadin, we don't have any special halacha about yayin and shar mashkim. We don't have a Gemara that says that it disappears less than shishim. They argue shat in the Gemara. So wine in orange juice won't be batal till shishim. Yayin shall Isser in orange juice, just like chazer in orange juice. Because wine in orange juice is Isser that's giving tam to a tarevis, which we assume is till shishim. Water, sazoy, until shisha, until 6, that's mizga yayin, it's kishmak, it's that gives it the right izun, that gives it the right ratios. But after that, the koyach of diluting gets rid of the shame yayin b'chal. Now, is that a steer to brachas? No, b'chayr not. Why? Because we're saying it's svaras hafuchas. What's a svaras hafuchas? That by Isser, we're saying that shar mashkim are weaker. Mashein came by brachas, shar mashkim are stronger, that already roiv shar mashkim is mevatel. Teretz says no. Shar mashkim, because by shar mashkim, by brachas, when you mix grape wine with shar mashkim, there's no din of mizug yayin. That's not mizug, that's just mixture. That's not the special halach of mizug. So there, says the Taz, ikir tafel, go basar roiv, to determine whether this is wine or not. Mashein came by iser, could be that wine has a stronger koyach to dilute the wine. Meaning, what I'm saying is, Masha'enkein, Lafi, the Goyin, and Lafi, the way the Chayyar Moshe was learning, it's the same sugya. There's no special halach of Mizug Yayin. Wine was also just a tarevis, really, that we have to determine the Iker and the Tafel, like we said in the Goyin. So, Imkein, it's Takasvar Safuches, meaning, which is the Iker in this tarevis? Is Sharm Akshim stronger or weaker? But Lafi Advar Ma'ilu, it's two different sugyas. By Brachas, what happens is a special halach called Mizug. And Mizug is obviously only with either water or the Bihalach adds anything that's a derech to be mamazig with. So anything that's a derech to make a mizug with, that's a special halacha. Then you have until shishi. You don't go bus a rave, because rave again, rave is when there's a fight between this and that. So you say which one's the ikar, but there's no fight by mizug yayin. That's how you make. That's how you manufacture wine. So then you have until shisha. Mashenke by isurim. Isurim is a different. It's a different cheshbon. We have to determine at what point do we erase the tam yayin. So water has a koyach that after at a lower level it erases the tam yang because it has a power to dilute quicker, to be mafsid the tam yang. Shenkin Sharmashkin by Isser could remain with their could have tam until Shishim. What? Mechanami, so could we have to come on to Kua? Even by Isurim, could we have to come on to the fact that it's now called a spoil time, Tam Pugum? Yeah, that's what the Maganarum says. Maganarum says it's a shayla how to learn a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He says, I have a Gemara that says that Klapi Isurim, the Tam that you're tasting after Chad B'Shisha, that's not called Tam. That's called spoil time. Kaviyachal, like Dugma Sadover, I'm saying the Goyin actually says such a lesson of Nifkam. What's Nifkam? Tam Pugum. It's like Eina Ben Yomer. If you cook an Eina Ben Yomer pot and it gives Tam into your pot, you taste it. And it's not—it's edible, so it's not mamish spoiled like in Nifsal Me'achil Skav. You taste it, but that's not called tam. That's tam pugim. That's called heter. So either it's this, we'll call it tam pugim or kua ba'alma. Water has a special property that after a level of a six, it totally dilutes it, and then you lose the.
You wouldn't hold that by Shar Mashkim as well. That if you would
see that. Oh, says something. So in a chanami, if it would accomplish that, if you have a special type of mashke that destroys the wine immediately, in a chanami. But the assumption says the Magen Avram. What are the Magen Avram Shachan saying? They're saying we have a Ramah. So they say we have a partial tears of the mother. The emesis, the Shach says he found it in Isim Heter like that already. What? He found. Yeah, what are you saying? That it's mafsid. Right. Yes, it could be such a mosaic, but Zuck there. There's no claw like that. There's no claw. So you have orange juice and wine. In a Hanami, listen, when we learn Yeri Day, we'll see. You have Timas Kfela, you could check it. But Min Hastam, we assume it's still Shishim like everything else.
No, it's more mistaken to say that by Shar Mashkin, the itself has its own taste.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It has its own taste in that Avada, the Iker drink here is orange juice, but it's orange juice which has a Tam Yayin, which has a flavor of. You could still, just like if you'd have chazer in there, you taste it until shishim, unless you have kvelo, whatever it is, unless you have some way out. Now, what's that? Yayin mazut. Yayin chai is mutter b'diavad. Only b'diavad the Gemara says that. Now, Reb Chaim is pointing out.
Yeah. So that's what you're saying,
that it's clear to everyone. No, it's clear to everyone that was the derech. I mean, the Gemara says, "Rava," you know, like
not just the derech, though. But I'm saying the chachila yain.
As I state,
the chachila is like you're saying that yain chai is just an ingredient in yain.
Right. Sounds more like there's a derech music. That's what I'm saying. In a chanami, meaning nimseinu lemedim in a chanami, that it could be the shach and the goyin, the shach and the magen avram are taking the pashtas, and the taz is the chiddush. Which b'derech chal, that's as I does. Saying that's how it goes. Now. L'chayra comes out nafkamina. Yeah, this is what Reb Chaim is starting to point out. Agabe Malkus, but let's point it out Agabe Brachas. What should come out like this? That everyone agrees, at least the wine of Chazal, 1 in 4 is, that's a good mizug, and that's still by Pirag Gafen, right? So let's just, to make it simpler, so 50-50 is for sure by Pirag Gafen. 50% water, 50% wine, right? So let's say I have half a revius of wine, and then half a revius of water. What's the bracha? What? By Pirag Gafen. There's no suffix whatsoever, 100%. What's the bracha, Achrayim? You drink one revius.
It's going
to be what? So Rebelli says Al Gafen.
You only drink one revius of it?
There is only one revius. You have half a revius of yain. You're making Havdalah. You have half a revius of yain. So you say, oy vey, I'm out. So you add, you get it to a revius. Okay, so now I have a full revius. I drink the full revius. I finish Havdalah. I make a Al Gafen or not?
That's mizug.
You don't have a
Medina. Okay,
well, let's. Okay, maybe. One second. Let's just talk about the bracha. The pun meter is like points out. He says that if it's Bari Pirag Gafen, you can make Havdalah on it.
I'm saying you have a shear.
You don't have a shear revius again.
I'm saying
you have a shear, you have a revius.
I'm saying, so you're saying Gabi Havdalah, Mitzvah Havdalah, you're saying
the pun meter is. Pun meter is in college. Yeah. I'm already thinking. What's Al Geffen? Everyone thinks it's Al Geffen? What? No. So is this called the revius yain?
No.
So lachayra kana davar.
This new drink is called yain. We just called it. It's a mixed drink that has a gafen.
So lachayra kana davar tol. If you learn like the shach and the magen avram, that mizug yain is not an ikker and tuffel story. It's not a story that there's a shaila. Which one's the ikker? Which one's misgaber? Which one's the ikker koyach? It's mizug. And this is how you make wine. Das heißt wine. This is wine. when the Gemara says that something shahakal, the Gemara says shahakal, ah, but this does have grace of chashivos. What's the grace of chashivos? That this is a drink which has a gavaldiga chashivos in its tam and its reyach and mechvesvos. What is that talking about? That's talking about yayin mazug. That's talking about the chashivos. Okay. If meziga is pshat, that's part of the yayin mamish. If you learn more al derech, the way it sounds like from Ramosha, maybe like the Goyin is pretty clear like that, that the halacha, there is no halacha mizug yayin. That's why the Goyin says there's absolutely no difference between mixing water, yayin with mayim or yayin with shamashkin. It's mamish the same thing. Because it's just a shayla, it's just mixtures, and zok there. So why should you make a... That's why he says, this Rambam is wrong, because when you have yayin mixed with other things, stop, the Gemara says it's kol sheyesh bo.
That's a comment that it's something else. You have
sheikher and yayin. Once, but the goyin's not machalik. The goyin brings a raya from yayin and mayim to yayin and sheikher. Does Eislofi the goyin, yayin and mayim is also a zoy. Why can't it be? Why can't it be? I think that maybe Lafi the Goyin, the Gemara Babasas Mechadish, like I said, a different thing. It's called Sheishboy. You know what the halacha is by called Sheishboy? Let's say you have a half a kazayas of dagan and half a kazayas of honey, and you have a full kazayas. The bracha is for sure mezoinis. Do you make a bracha acharina? No. Big shayla. Minig is, yeah, it does, nish. So what I'm saying is, Lafi the Goyin, who I didn't hear. It's called Sheishboy. If the gather is called Sheishboy, because otherwise the Goyin couldn't bring a raya from Yain and Mayim to Yain and Sheikher.
Yain is
doesn't sound like his own svara. I'm saying there's a halach of Yain and Sheikha. The Goyin is taking places to a race in Ramah over here. So you know what he says? He says, I have a mefurish of Gemara. That Gemara is a din of mizog, special halacha, water and wine. Goyin, this Ramah is talking about Yain and Sheikha. It's a whole different halacha. It's the same exact thing. That's what the Goyin is saying.
Whatever is called Yain, that on that we say the Ikra is always once you have the din of Yain, so on that.
So how could you bring a raya from Yain and Sheikha? So what's with Yain and Sheikha? How come you have to 1/4 here? Why did he argue in this Ramah?
Because he says that a kavli of Yain, the kfiyas is already the
chashivas
is already.
Say it. Meaning he sees a Gemara that says not that it becomes all wine, that this is the derech of making wine. He just says that wine's dicker. That's all the Gemara says. Wine's dicker. So wine's dicker, just like Dagan's dicker, but that doesn't make you make a bracha, right? Okay, we have to fight this out. I'm just saying, Maisa, I've been married. I'm saying, I think that's how, like, the lumdas, what I'm explaining is probably chilukim and lumdas, but I think al derech zu, that's how they're going to know. How did the goyin bring a raya? So that's what I'm saying. I think that's what this goyin is saying over here. What's the goyin saying? He's saying, I could take, yeah, it's very big chiddush. It's very big chiddush. That's what the goyin is saying. The goyin is saying a big chiddush. He's saying the Gemara of mizug yayin is a raya against this Ramah. He says, L'chayra, that's all the other Kharinim are saying, this has nothing to do with the Ramah. This Ramah has nothing to do with Mizug. This is what Gemara has to do with your kid went and he took your wine, he spilled it into your beer, and you're like, oy vey, now what am I going to do about Havdalah? So, okay, it's just time a mixture, which is the Iker, Roiv. Says the guy, no, this is the same exact Gemara, the Gemara brings a riot for this from the din of Mizug Yayin, which means it's the same thing. Which means by the guy, L'chayra, the halach of Mizug Yayin is just mixtures. And just we have a halach that wine is chashav, wine beats everything until as long as you can taste the wine, it has the chashivas that the Gemara said, oh, it's chashivas. No, Lefi the Goyin, it gets Birchus Bir Piagafin, Zok the Goyin. But like you're saying, it's not wine, so the Bracha Achreinah shouldn't
be.
But according to other Achreinim, they're all learning that the Gemara Bava Basra is a whole. You can't still sue the din of water and wine to of wine and water to wine and sheikher. It's two different halachas. Wine and sheikher, that's dama mixture. But wine and water, that's mizug yayin. That all has a shame yayin. That's how you make wine. That is wine. There's no tzushtal between
even
that.
You're talking about yayin that was already mazug mixed.
No, so not wine that was mazi. I'm saying that sheer mizig of Babavas Tzadik, Vav Mebez, Lafi Lo Zachreinim.
What was your case? Revius of wine and revius of water, you said?
Yeah.
But the yain that you're talking about is already mazi.
No.
Is that
Yain Chai? Yeah, Yain Chai, whatever. We have to see. It could be wine that. It's water that was not yet diluted. Not mazug yet. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, you can have a ratio of 50-50. So it's very pre-agafen, but you don't have a revius of yain, meaning afanemis, there's water in it. So the mice like this. There's a pun in the iris. Chelak Gimel Siman Tes Zayin. He was asked this shayla. Zok there. Pashik Kabay B'chutcha that avada you make an alagafim. And he says why.
Where is the pun in the iris?
Chelak Gimel Siman Tes Zayin. And he says there's no chilek between. I think it's a different one. And he says ain chilek. He says why. He says Zok there. There's no chilek. If you're making a bayir pri agafim, if we're determining this is wine because of bayir pri agafim, that means then you make alagafim. If it's wine, you make alagafim. Meaning, like, his whole zug seems to be al derech what we're saying. The special halach of mezigas yayin. So if tam yayin determines that this is bayir priya gafen, then you also make ala gafen. Zog, churas shai. Chelik alaf, simen yudalit. Churas shai? Churas shai was the erich shai. Tishuras. Tavshin vav. Tishuras shai. He was the baal erich shai. who it appears in various halakhot of Shulchan Aruch. Talk the true Shai Chelik Alsim Yedalid. It's not mitzdarif. You make a brain of flesh with rabbis. Zok there, it's mamish the same thing as Dagan and Davash. Whatever, which is a shayla. Could be this will be totally that halacha. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is if you have a half a gezayis of dagan, half a gezayis of dash, that you do make a al micha. Chaz nish was machmer. Whatever, it might be totally that. But copy the etzem halacha zok there. This is not wine. Very nice make a bari piragafim, but baruch achrenim is achrenim not. Now I looked around a little bit. Seems askamas achrenim is to make alagafim, and lafid varenu it would takish them. That is really the pashtus. That mizug yain is a whole separate halacha. And avada, the pashtus is that we accept. You know, it's a ramah. The gain was chaluk on the ramah. But okay, pashtus, we have a pasha to teres and yashiv the ramah. That mizug yain is a special halacha. And in mela, when you mix water and wine, it's not a combination with a fight of ikkar and tuffel. That's wine. And since that's wine, that's the bracha shayna. That's the bracha achrayna on wine.
I just want to say they're going with the mig that we have in the zones.
Oh, so that could be told. That's what this true shai gets into a little bit. This issue, but lemaisa he lemaisa holds asoi, and that will be more al derech the gain that there's that this just pashta hilchasa from tarevis and the mele bracha achrona will blibe a you'll have to have an emissa shear of wine. Lemaisa will come out though a kuli alma. And this is what I saw at some points out. If you mix wine with sharmashkin, wine with grape juice. In the kuli alma, you need a revius, because then there's for sure no din mizug, right? According to the going, there's never din mizug. Let's say you mix grape juice with 50% grape juice, 50% orange juice. Let's assume, and we'll discuss that maybe in a moment. Let's assume that the halach is what's the Rama say? Levisvi the Rama, robas aroiv. Let's say I have 51%, half a revius plus whatever, 51% wine and 49% orange juice, and it's totals a revius. Kuli alma, you can't make a alagafi. Because the only tzad to make an alagafin, which is takal lechayr lahalacha that we make it, is only because halta din mizug, because it's the derech, which is only water. The biyalach extends it all to things the derech mazik, but hashar mashkin kuli alma. So if you only have half a revius, and you have to be mashlim by havdala, so it depends what you're mashlim with it. If you have water handy, so you mashlim with water, then it will be telling this lahalacha you'll make an alagafin. But if the only thing you have around for some reason you're chayse out on a trip somewhere or something, chayse no water, you have to mix it with shar mashkin, some juice. So then you will not make an al hagafen.
You can say Abdallah on it? Because you made a bari hagafen?
Yeah, so the Panim Iris, you have to look. That's what Chaim was asking. Look at the Panim Iris. The Panim Iris, I think, seems to assume. Maybe it's al chamrdin, maybe it's al bari hagafen. I don't know, Ein Sham. I'm pretty sure he assumed. A call that were. This Ramah, that's Kaveh al pirovit to bari hagafen, is Kaveh that it's grape juice. Kaveh that it's yayin. I mean, what are we saying? That we're making a bari hagafen not on yayin? So you can be like Zembo.
You
need it. No, you have a shear.
You need a shear vias of yayin. So just like Lagabe Bracha Chroni, you don't have a vias of yayin. So
I hear. So I think he's Machal. Okay, we got to check that.
Do we know how much if our wine is money?
Meaning Chaim is being a fakfig now. Is that what you were just asking? Maybe you can't be Yotzei Avdali suggesting. I believe the Panim Iris says you could be Yotzei Avdali. Someone's stuck. He has half a revius of yayin, and he has half a revius of orange juice. The bracha is bari piragafen. It's first Ramah. We don't pass them. We pass them what says in the Ramah. Could you make Avdali on that?
You're
slaughtered.
What? The case is yayin and mayim or yayin and orange juice. If it's yayin and mayim, you can't
whose
say
case?
Panim Iris.
He's going on yayin and mayim.
So you can't say chamadino.
Why?
Make
he's saying it could be like tape.
Dina,
yeah, even if you want to say it's not yayin mamish, typically. Okay, Ein Sham. I'm not sure if Ein Sham, but I think he does say you once. I do think lemaiso that he says, and I think it's true that you could be mechalik and that this Ramah, which gives it al pi roiv, but pi ragafen also means you can make havdalah on it. But al sabrach achreina, it would be a shaila. Yeah. Can't make Abdullah less than Revius. You need a kos Shabracha. You need a kos, yeah. You need Revius. Now, I just want to point out that people make a mistake, and I was asked a few times. Rosh Hashanah, Havdalah, people ask, some our kosis, their klal, have 2 to 3 Reviuses, depending on how big you hold the Revius is, but at least 2 Reviuses. So, very often, if you finish the grape juice, let's say it's grape juice, the Paiskim say, let's talk a little bit Lamaisa, yeah? After all that lumbus. The Paiskim say, they bring the Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Alaf Simen Dalad, they bring it, and Shvasizach brings the Shem of Yashiv, you do it, Shem of Yashiv, that Lamaisa, what's the Shir Mazigo, Lamaisa? The Shabur says Taka 1/6. Other Achrayim, the Shabur doesn't bring Al Yerab Prim Regardim. They say no, you need Roiv Yayin with our Shracha wines. Others say that our wines. So it's totally everyone. We have to do a little investigating. Are they being Mazik already in the factory, or they're not Mazik in the factory? Not clear. But the Maisa our wines is Yitachin that if you add 20, 30, 40%, even though 60% Yayin, Lamaisa, there seems to be a Tanai here that you need Tam Yayin, and it has to be a Derech Mezig. I mean, it has to be something that people say, yeah, that's still called a wine. So some wines, it's true, if you have a heavy wine, you add 40% water, it could be, it'll be like a light wine. Some wines, if you add 40%, so you have to know. So these Paiskim understood Misfar, I believe, I don't know of any Makar for this, that grape juice is a very weak tasting drink. And if you get, maybe telling the grape juice, maybe Israeli grape juice is worse, it probably is. Israeli grape juice is a sweeter, lighter taste than the American Concord, whatever they use, the Kedem grape juice is much stronger, and you could add more water. And there's no Kedem Kassav, they're all masking, could you add a little water? So the Shaila is how much? So I'm just saying, sometimes a person gets stuck and the Kais is not 100% full. So he starts adding water to his grape juice, you know, to fill up half the cup. So, and it's all coming to Shaila, it's still to have the time, not have the time. Halacha L'maisa, in Reishon HaBeis Mefurish, that I checked that halacha, that Kais Shel Bracha, it's Ma'akib Revi'is, but not that it's full. It doesn't have to be full. So if you have half a cup, your kais is halfway, and it's a revius, and you don't have anything else, and it's grape juice, don't go adding water. Just make havdalah on that. I mean, go borrow from a neighbor, but it's not a chatchila. One of the chatchilas, molei kol gedoyse, molei gedoyse is chatchila, but kol gedoyse is not ma'akev b'dievet. So it's not ma'akev b'dievet. I'm just saying, a person stuck and has grape juice. Yeah,
or just put ice cubes.
Oh, so there's other eitzes, right? Put in zachet. Yeah, put something in. It doesn't have ice cube. You can put a rock in. Meaning, if you put a rock in and it raises the level to the top of the kais, you're yotzei molei al pi gedoyse, because the hider is that the kais should look full.
Yes.
Put anything, yeah. Put other things in. But the mice, if you're stuck and whatever, you have to make Abdullah. Better to just make Abdullah on the revius without adding anything than to add water and have a shayla, add grape juice and have a shayla this, and bracha achrein is just, you know, make it. It's fine. I'm saying, they make
why
bigger crises.
Why not to be mysing something other than
mine? Like what?
Beer.
What's the milo? So first of all, you can have a shayla.
Even if mayim is mevatel tam yayin stronger, right? Because we're saying it's like
no.
Shisha already, let's say, are warm.
No, sheicher, by brachos, sheicher is stronger.
Yeah,
that's the Rama.
50%.
You could be amazing. So also I'm saying, like, Stan. The Magen Avraham points out, this man has said, if you have, let me ask you something, your mayor, you know how to drink, you know what a drink is, you know how what it means to drink a cup of wine. If someone gives you a cup of wine, which is half yayin and half sheicher, what are you going to do? You spill down the drains, and that's drinkable. I mean, you tell me, and this is the problem because that I don't know what their derech was or our derech is, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Beis that first Magen Avraham, he says, but if it's a different type of a drink, that where's my Reish Beis? It's a different type of a drink that that it's a different type of liquid that's mafsid the tam. If you pour Akonomica into your grape juice, even a little bit, there's no more brachas. Yeah. So I'm saying, so what's the din if you pour, no, so I'm saying, so what's the din lidi done? This was like a normal thing. Like if you pour sheikh ratain into grape juice, I think by many people, if you poured beer into, or orange juice, maybe we have a pleasant taste, I don't know, but like beer into wine. You have to be careful, it could be an hour derech, that's called mamash mi mafsid at lagamri, even with just a little bit. If someone drinks wine with lips, a little flavor of beer, it's going to be nice. Why is it better than water? By water you have until a sixth.
Right, but not a sixth, not by us.
No. So no, but still, so what? The Sham Ashkim should be better. As long as you have Rav Yayin, I'm not sure. I would assume that, but Lagabi the Brachas, wine is still
or
better.
Or add in a quarter of
you can add
Sharm
Ashkim.
Okay.
Except the girl, you can add Sharm
Ashkim. Yeah, but I'm just saying, be careful, because the Magen Avraham says that's only the Eino Mafsid Tamayayin. But Sharm Ashkim Yai Kinusar Ben Kolkacha Chinifsa Tamayayin Uvarchan Chakwa. I don't know what the gather of Mafsid Tamayayin is, but I think by most people, if you give someone who's like, did you put beer in this? Like, oh, and throw it in the garbage. Yeah. So is that called Mafsid? Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's totally. I don't know what Mafsid is. Maybe Mafsid has to have a spoiled. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just saying the very simple thing is to just make on that revius. Like, you're not going to get into any problems and it will be fine. And the last thing we want to mention is what we found in the, some you know, what's Yadua, that come out every bottle of wine you buy and every bottle of grape juice. So it's Yayin HaKasher Lafi Shitas HaBeis Yosef. So now we're all much wiser. We spent a week learning the Sugya of Mizug Yayin. Does anyone have any idea what that means? Yayin Lafi Shitas HaBeis Yosef. I mean, well, I'll tell you some suggestions, but
Rebbeinu Tam,
not a six. Meaning, you want to, yeah, so what? Meaning, so Lafi the Goyin, Mishnah Berurah, there's no Machlacha.
Yeah.
So there's no, it's Yayin Lekulian, I'm saying. There's no base. Which base Yosef? What base Yosef? Base Yosef sounds like it's a chiddush of the base Yosef. Oh, so you want to say, like, the Chav V'Chaim learns, because the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah. So, if it's the Chav V'Chaim, I would call it Yayin Shulchan Aruch, not Yayin Beis Yosef. Because again, we pointed out, in the Beis Yosef, it's mashma, he holds it both. It's not a machlekes. Call it Yayin Shulchan Aruch. Well, it doesn't sound as good. Yeah, Amaram, he's the Mechaber. See, there's no Beis Yosef. You read the Beis Yosef, it's just quote, you know. So I'm just saying that Lefnei Kama Shanim, and he's still out of Yom. So Ravadia, and afterwards, he Shlomo here showed me in Ein Yitzchak here. Basically, Ravadia brings these Achreinim. First of all, he learns that Kipshuto, there's Machlokes Mechaber Amo. So Mela, and they claim they found some wineries adding up to a sixth, and that's more than a fourth, that's no good, Zakhter. And Zakhter, he also is very mechazik stam, he brings, there's a lot of achreinim, it's not just, I mentioned two, but there's a lot of achreinim, Kavchaim brings, there's more achreinim. But Taka learned that our Yenos and Lefi, the Mechaber stresses that it has to be Lefi the Derech. So Mela, Ravadia felt very strongly that you have to be Mechaim, at least Roiv Yayin, and you have to go to Kavchaim, and you have to... So Mela, and he held that the Mechaber is Choyuk on the Ramah. So I think based on that, developed this sheet of Yayin Beis. Yeah, I mean, Lafi the Achrein, then Ramah. The emphasis, so we have to be fair. I mean, it's very strange what's being said here.
We understood that according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, back then it was 1 to 4. Today it's even weaker, so did we come out with like a specific shear?
Yeah, so that Achrein, right. So Al-Zen Nemar, the Achreinim say, and this Ravadia brings a lot of Achrein, that you have to have at least Roiv Yayin. I mean, emphasis who showed us, Mordechai, that emphasis, the Prima Gadim, Shemugadim has a tzad that even Rav Yain is not enough from the Eli Rabbah, right? It's a tzad even Rav Yain is not enough. Yeah, the Eli Rabbah. It's a tzad that even Rav is not enough. Okay, so that's the thing. You have to be careful. So I'm saying in these cases with the half reviews. So I do think that most cases, I've done this many times, if you have a regular, like 12, 13%, like a regular strong wine, I think you could add water. You could tell, right, it's fine, it's still fine. Yeah, you could add, I think in room wise, you could probably add 30, 40, maybe up to Rav, you could talk add. It's very likely. Yeah, and then this is what they say about the grape juice, that if you add more than a drop or two, I don't know. I think if you add more than a drop, it'd probably be okay. You have to be careful. I'm saying, Is it water? Is that what it is?
Who
said it's water?
My father asked them.
They said they add water?
They add 1/3 what my image. It's diet and kill the charge wine.
And that's a normal drinkable wine? Yeah, so you have to know a kolfine. As I'm saying, I don't think it's possible really. I don't think it's possible to give a shear on the matter. I guess on Shavit Alevi, he says, like, it's calling the wine. I don't think it's possible to give a shear. Each person, everyone here knows generally what a bottle of wine looks like and tastes like.
It's
to make sure that you're still in the ballpark. You have to make sure that you're still holding by something called wine. And by grape juice, you have to make sure it's not up like a grape-flavored water, that it's still, it's a grape juice. It could be like a
shvach. Probably worse than crunch or mashing.
Because it might be mafsid worse, because we're not used to such mixtures. As I'm saying, right, if you have 51% grape juice and you had 49% orange juice, can we have some mud in a mixture?
Taz, but if you're giving chesh for the taz and Ramosha that's a kardin, you should be chesh even less than 1/6 when you're adding shamash.
Why?
The taz said that they're mevatel the yain even more than wine.
Yeah, but you need rive. I mean that, but in Shulchan Aruch it says you need rive. Again, it could be Aramitzia says you have to be more careful. A lot of the Svarim point this out. They say you have to be careful because it's not Enu. Who knows? You can add 30% orange juice. It's going to still call that grape juice. Well, the people drink that, but Teres Yayin, but Teres grape juice. Okay, so you have to be careful.
Can only add a few drops of
it. Yeah, that's what they say, Bishmai. So I just think that's also, I think it's totally. I think Kedem you could add a little more, it's much stronger. And even amongst the Israeli grape juices, I don't know, like in some of these little different, you know, they say, you know, each one is saying, you know, some of the grape juice manufacturers are shakranim and gazlanim, and they're just lying and cheating. You have to know each grape juice. Taka, sometimes you know, even amongst these Israeli grapes, some tracher. So does it mean they're adding water? There's some kind of chad over here. The Heidegger place can point. Yeah, these guys, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he says he went to wineries. They were adding 80% water, 70% water, like crazy amounts of water. What? And then they called it Beis Yosef because they said we passed like a Mishnah Berurah that there's no machleika, so we could call it Yain Beis Yosef. You know, so he had it for that. You know, he wanted to have their heads.
Yeah.
No, but Taga says, he's like, you're calling this place, he's like, yeah, I'll feed the Mr. Brewer. He says, it's kind of rare, you'd want to, you know, chef them.
Nobody was ever saying this on this Ben Yon, though.
That what?
It could then, even though it's not brought down all the Shulchan.
Yeah, it is, but it really is.
People don't call it Yain.
Yeah, it is. It's born Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Dali says, V'nireh, Shemesharim B'shir, Shemboiz Gim Yain, Shemboiz Amakam. You're right. This is what I saw in Rav Karp's Sefer. He points out, he's like, Mishnah Berurah wasn't machmer for the El Yerab who says you need Rav Yayin. That's what some quote. He's like, it's really... Yeah, it's all Tully, Akol Lefi Inyan. He didn't have to quote it. He was just saying, you know, Akol Lefi Inyan. I'm saying, it's just Tully. And Yitachin Ma'od, that if the Chafetz Chaim would be around today, he would look at it, if you'd see the Metzias, if you add 60% water, it could be going to be a big trouble. Again, it's Tully in the wine. If you have a strong wine, not a weak wine, yeah, it's Akol Lefi Inyan. Shkach. Okay, the next sugya is Sif Beis, Gimel, and Hay. Dalet is a separate sugya. We're going to come back to that. So first, going to do Beis, Gimel, Hay. It's a Gemara on Reish Beis, Gimel, Beis, Gimel, and Hay. Skipping Dalet.